Oh, yeah. How about Adele? Yeah. How about another one? Always a troublemaker in the class. I tell you. Sir, I'll never be able to pay you the money that I owe you. The world has always been in a state of transition. It moves inside the box, and indeed most often outside the box, always surprising us and keeping us humble. Ask someone, ask yourself, what is the blues? Like bluegrass, the longer a style of music stays around, in many ways the more difficult it is to define it. So what you need is an individual, a group, who knows the music so well that they can bring almost anything into it that they feel like, and it's still bluegrass. What you need is the ultimate advocate, the ultimate ambassador to represent the wide world of bluegrass music. What you need is Del McCurry and the Del McCurry Band.
Well, it's good to see you all out here. You know, we've got a new record. record out, and it just got released today. I've got a record out today, and also the boys, they had one released the same time. And I'm going to try to do some of those songs for you, but we'll kind of scatter them in with what we always do. Has anybody got a request? Nashville Cats, I heard that. All right, we'll do that. And Julian, you can just hold up till we get through this one, and then we'll do the next one, all right? That one there was on the new record. That's one that Ernest Tubb recorded long ago. I know a lot of you old musicians here would remember Ernest Tubb. But he said, let us have no arms. Okay, a little tune entitled Nashville Cats. I said Nashville. Nashville Cats,
playing clean as country water.
Nashville Cats,
play wild as Mountain Dew.
Nashville Cats,
been playing since I was a baby.
Nashville Cats,
get work before they're through.
doing that? Well, we want to do you another new song right now, the one that we have on our latest record, and the title of the record is Del McCurry Still Sings Bluegrass. Now, that was not my idea, that title. I had another title in mind, but these guys come up with this title, and I said, well, that's probably a better thing to do, because it's been 50 years since I did the first one, and it was entitled Del McCurry Sings Bluegrass. That was my first one. I don't know which one this is. We're going to do a little tune from it, one entitled Deep Dark Hollow Road. Loretta, you know I love you so, but your daddy said I'd best not come around. Would meet me here again tonight. Loretta, let's leave this mighty town. Can't stand the thoughts of darkness underground. Cold dust ashes everywhere. We need goofy honeysuckle mound there. Need the color where the sun's afraid to shine. Your daddy owns this holler from the top of the mountain to the bottom of the deep dark mine. Request and we do another new song. How that be? All right, I heard that, but it didn't distinguish anything. How about we do a little trio number? High on the Mountain? Okay, I heard that.
Just as far as I could see.
start again for you and the day that it used to be. Songwriter there in Nashville, and right now his name escapes me, but he's a great Alan Rohde. Thanks, Ronnie. Yeah, and this is one about a train. It's either a train or a girl. I've never figured it out. Are they alike? No, they're not alike. No, they're not. But it's entitled That Old Train. I just heard the city of New Orleans go rumbling past this old shack of mine. Yeah, the windows carry on and the timbers creak and groan. That old girl is well on down the line. Some people say it don't get cold in Memphis, but I've seen that old river freeze up tight. Yeah, she used to melt me down till it's caught that southern bound. Cross that bridge and let me cold as ice. That old train, all the way, all the good times, but the pain is here to stay. That old train, it's a train for the bad times. I'm feeling stay. Well, if I could, I'd buy myself a ticket. Check out every whistle stop that came along. Cover every mile of track, and I'd bring my baby back. Put a happy ending to this song. Oh, Mistakes yet, because I haven't sang these songs since I recorded them back around Christmas. Well, I have sung a few, but most of them I have not touched till today. And just look, we have our Rolodex guy here with us. It's what you call that thing. It rolls, you see. It goes like this. The words come up. I call it Rolodex. It's a living electrical Rolodex. That's what it is. And we got Julian running it for us over here. Well, now I'm going to try this song. This is really different. And it's really slow. And I just hope I can get it right for you, all right? Now, I wish I could remember the guy that wrote this. He is a character. Oh, that's right. Rob said his name's Fred. There's a lot of Freds. Fred Eaglesmith. I know a lot of you folks know Fred, don't you? Well, we played some shows up in Canada with him one time, and you talk about a card he is. He hasn't even been dealt yet. But we hope you like this song. You're ready. Oh, yeah, Ronnie plays the big mandolin on this, we call it, you know. Well, actually, he played two mandolins on this record. It's kind of hard to do up here on stage because he has to get really in an awkward position to do that. And he may show something to you. He plays the mandola and the mandolin on the record, and it makes it a different sound, you know. So I'm going to try it. Northern lights come streaming down, and I know it won't be long. There's 15 wolves out in the back, and 8 shots for my gun. There's 10 days wood left in the bin, and I know it won't be long. And the train by my window anymore. The snow just blows through the cracks in the floor. I'd give my bottom dollar to see her face in my back door. I'd give my bottom dollar signal it was taken for the wind. There's a letter in the cupboard above the stone. Please take it to her. I wrote it on the label of a bottle of whiskey. I can still feel it burn. In the floor, I give my bottom dollar to see her face in my back door. I give my bottom dollar just to hold you in my arms. Tough shape, wasn't he? I mean, he just got left out there in the cold, as the saying goes. Well, now we can do another request. Have you got one? What's that? Streets of Baltimore, that lady. You from Baltimore? Are you? Well, maybe you don't have to be from there. That was on a record we put out. That won a Grammy. We've got to thank you folks for that now.
In a neighborhood serene. When I come home from working late with every muscle sore, she'd drag me through the streets of Baltimore. I'd give anything in did she love me? So I've been home on that same train and from me here before. While my baby walks the streets of Baltimore.
That lives in Baltimore. Oh, there's a bunch of you.
Yeah.
Well, now, right now, we're going to speed the program up here a little bit and probably get a fiddle tune. Would you like to hear a good fiddle tune? Well, now, these guys, they've been teaching at the academy all week, teaching fiddle and banjo, guitar and bass fiddle and dobro. Now, some of the other teachers, They're on break right now, and they're not up here with us, but they'll probably be all through the weekend. They'll be up here on stage sometime, and then we can tell you just exactly who they are. Right now, you're going to play a good fiddle tune, and I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be a good
one. See ya. Hey, Dale, we need to send a show out to somebody that me and you both know. I was out here walking around earlier, and you'll never guess who I run into.
Is he reputable?
He is, yeah, very much so. It's our barber.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Rodney's here. Believe it or not, me and Dale go to the same barber. I got my money's worth.
He cuts Jason's hair off and puts it on my head.
Let's send this out to Rodney. Good to see you, buddy.
Thank you.
tell you what, now he's hot tonight. Well, you know, now we're going to do another song for you that we have on a record, and we've got a guest that we're going to get come out here and play a little piano with us on this song. And the guy that recorded it with us couldn't be here, so we got this fine gentleman to come in and play a little piano with us. And I'll tell you the name of the tune in a minute, but how about a little hand for Connor Broom? Now, Connor's getting a little age on him, you know, and so you gotta forgive him for that. What was that? Well, now we're gonna do this one right here, and the title of it is, I forget what the title is. To Make Love Sweeter for You. It's on the teleprompter there. Of course, I forgot to tell Julian I can't read. Huh? Do what? You're a great audience, you know. Are y'all having a great time this weekend? All right. Well, you know what? We're just getting started. I mean, it's going to get better. Yeah, it is. Hey, I can start. Oh, okay, all right. Okay, Connor, I guess we're ready for you.
One, two.
Well, I'd like to send an orchid the start of every day. Flowers show more beauty than words could ever say. You've done so much for my world, till all I wanna do is try my best in every way to make love sweeter. Are you? Well, let's see. Yes, we can do a gospel number for you now if you want to do it. Yes, we'll do that. Now, this year features Jason plays a little bit, he sings a little bit of bass. Yeah, that's it right there. You just pass it up. Just pass it up there, Julian. Just go back a little. There you go. A little more. Keep it going. It's the gospel tune. Oh, well, we'll do something else. Don't build it up. Build it up. Whoa, stop. Right there. That's it. Okay, now this song, now Ronnie knows where this song came from. You know, we get demo CDs all the time, folks down there in Nashville, you know, a lot of songwriters. Of course, this did not come from Nashville. This song came from somewhere else, but anyway, we get a lot of demo records, you know, and we got a lot of songs to choose from when we go to record. And this is our gospel tune, and it's entitled Build It Up With Jesus. When you set out to build a mansion on the hill, make sure your timber is sound. Cause if you're timbered light, there'll come a stormy night, and your house will come tumbling down.
Why don't you build it up with Jesus?
Why don't you
build it up with Jesus? Build it up with Jesus if you want it safe and sound.
And you'll surely go under the tide.
Why don't you
build it up with Jesus?
Why don't you
build it up with Jesus? Build it up with Jesus if you want it safe and sound.
Get it done, boys, and no matter how hard you may try, when the carpenter of glory, as Matthew tells the story, will help you to build on high.
Why don't you
build it up with Jesus?
Why don't you
build it up with Jesus? Build it up with Jesus if you want it safe and sound.
If you
build it up with Jesus,
oh,
build it up with Jesus, if you want it safe and sound.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now, if you got a request for something good and hot, fast and up there, you know, huh? We heard that. All right, we'll sure do that. You know, that was on a record maybe 10 years ago, and it's been that long since we sang it. Here we go. Gone but not forgotten.
Cross us quick and trestle.
Where did y'all go?
Song. You got time?
Blues Man Town.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I used to play for Bill Monroe years ago, and but anyway, after I got my own band, you know, the bluegrass festivals were going, you know, they were going pretty strong, and so Bill Monroe decided he'd have a festival in Bean Blossom, Indiana, you know, out there, and so he booked me the first year to come with my band and play there, you know, so I pulled a bus up there. I used to do my own driving lot back in those days, and I got out of the bus, and he's in the old barn. And you folks ever been to Bean Blossom, Indiana? Lord, you're missing it. Big town. City, man. No, it ain't. About as big as this stage. But it's out there in the country, you know, and he's always had a park out there, Bill Monroe did. And so when I got out of the bus, in the old barn, he was standing inside what the customer, they had music too in the wintertime, is in the old barn. So he was standing in there and he went like this to me, you know, and I thought, uh-oh, I've done something wrong, probably. And he said, sing this with me right here, he said, you know. Well, I didn't know the song, what are you going to do? And so he starts singing this Bluest Man in Town. He said, now you sing that chorus with me after I kind of learn it, you know, and then. So I did. Now he said, you take that song, that'll make you a good song. Well, I went home after doing a few dates that weekend, and I completely forgot about that song, you know. And the next weekend when we went out to play, my mandolin player, whose name was Dick Staber, he said, "Dale, I wrote some verses to that song that Bill Monroe had that chorus for, you know." And I said, "What was that?" "Oh, really? I did. Did you?" "Yep." So he wrote the verses, and then we recorded it. And then Bill Monroe recorded later on. I sang it with him, and he claimed the whole credit for that. He didn't give us any credit at all for that. But I didn't mind. But this is how I'm the bluest man in Cumberland right now. You went away to leave me here to find somebody new. You're happy now, but you're in love, and I'm alone. The shadows are creeping around my door. The sun will soon go down. Ever heard of Sean Kemp? He's a great singer, songwriter, you know. Well, he wrote that song. First, I got to introduce this guy walking out on my left here. That is Ronnie's son and my grandson, and his name is Evan McCurry. How about a little hand for Evan? Well, I had a demo of this song, too, and so I couldn't make out some of the words that was in this song, and I was trying to write it down because we're going to record you here pretty soon. And so Evan happened to stop by the house, and I said, Evan, he and his brother Josh, they stopped in, and I said, can you tell why there's a couple words in there I can't make out? You know, my hearing ain't what it used to be. And so he put them down just like that. He heard them, put them right down on the paper. And I said, now look, are you going to play on this record? Get that guitar in tune and let's do something with that thing, you know? He was already in tune. They're just... And now we haven't done this since we recorded it. And I, like I said, that's back around Christmas. So you see, now this is a test to see if I know this song. And the title of it, now I want to call the record this title right here. It's called Hotwired. You know, a lot of folks hotwire everything. They hotwire their cars, their toasters, and just anything, you know. And I kind of like this song. But now, in this song, his girlfriend is actually good at hot wiring. She can do anything. She can hot wire ceiling fans and you name it. Hot wire police cars, she got trouble. I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'm ready. Start to go. Okay. 1, 2, 3, and...
Send her daddy to the pen, and he still ain't got out. It runs in the family like some kind of burning fire. Her kid can get a free ride, it don't matter where they are. She hot-wired the hot plate, hot-wired the coffee pot. I do believe she's hot-wired near everything I've got. She climbed up on a ladder, hot-wired my ceiling fan. When she came back down to earth again, she hot-wired a man. Hot-wired. Hold your finger on it, it'll hotwire your brain. She might hotwire your shimmy, she might hotwire your board. If she ever gets to heaven, she might hotwire the Lord. When she laid her hand on it, man, you should have seen the spark. When that hotwiring woman went hotwire the heart. She'll done have you electrified like a cock and roll star. Ain't ways to plug it in, ain't ways to turn it on. We'll get this whole house rocking like the doggone Rolling Stone. When I started fashion, I said, girl, you've gone too far. When the police wasn't looking, she hotwired a police car. Her daddy done 8 to 10, but he left his 2 behind. Every night his lovely daughter likes to hotwire the line. Hot wire, hot wire.
Get that guy in trouble. Hey, while we got Emmett out here, we'll pick a little tune. How will that be, huh? All right, one at a time. This is a banjo tune. Rob wrote this. You don't get credit for it, but he did. I'm just kidding. Don Reno, I guess. He recorded it first. But before that, it was an old swing tune, I reckon. What's the name of it? Limehouse Blues.
Thank you.
Maybe the last time he played this was December the 6th. The last time I sang it. You got it, ain't you? I'll give him a melody and he'd give me one too. This is entitled Love, Love, Love. We finally got a love song. How about that? I thought, well, I'll write one. Yeah. one there. How'd you like that? Well, I guess it's all right. Now we're going to get a request, somebody real quick. Folks, I don't know how long we're supposed to be out here. Nobody told us. They said we might come off at midnight. I don't know. And that's way past the curfew, I think. Yeah. Hey, we're getting a few bugs up here now. How about a little train wreck? Would you like to hear that? A little while, because we'll have to retune the banjo for that Misty, and we also have to retune my vocal cords for that Misty too. I know, let me sing Don't Stop the Music for you. Let me, all right? Close.
together. She knows they're not right. No, don't stop the music. Let it play one more song. The same one is played tonight for so long. My pockets are empty and spent my last dime. I just got to hear that song one more time.
Fairgrounds in 2017. This is a little tune that was written by Ola Belle Campbell, and she's a great folk songwriter, you know, and she gave me this song back about 1971, and I'm still doing it. Is this the right one? Yeah, it is.
Thank you. Everybody's gotta get on board. the greatest band in bluegrass today, the Devil Crane Band!
Another band coming on here in a minute, or maybe two, three, who knows? Hey, I'll tell you what, let me sing a little tune about the White House. Not the current White House now, that's not, no, I won't do that, I will not do that. this happened around 1901. Not around 1901, exactly 1901.
You're gonna die.